Hey, it's Molly Wood. We put together some of our favorite conversations from 2017, and here's one of them. We already know cybersecurity isn't really working, and not even a MacArthur genius can tell us why.
All these things that we tell you are important to do, like have a long password and run antivirus, we actually have no idea how much that helps.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The past few months alone have been a cybersecurity dystopia story. There is Equifax and the fact that apparently everyone with a Yahoo account was hacked back in 2013. And then there's the global cyber warfare. Everything from Russian agents stealing NSA secrets to North Korean hackers stealing U.S. and South Korean war plans. The problem is only going to get worse, and code alone isn't the answer. Stefan Savage is a professor of computer science and engineering at the University of California, San Diego. He was named a MacArthur Fellow for his work studying how social science and computer science can come together to solve cybersecurity issues.
So one of the things that I think has been really unfortunate in the cybersecurity realm is how much of it is really just a set of received wisdom and art, and very little based on science. All these things that we tell you are important to do, like have a long password and run antivirus and patch and do all this other stuff, don't go to certain sites, don't use file sharing, we actually have no idea how much that helps. And so we'd like to actually measure that effect so that we can have guidance based on science about what practices actually lead us to be more secure.
I find it amazing that this doesn't already exist.
There's one argument that says it can't be done at all. And that is that, look, these are adversaries. So as soon as you change your practices, they will change what they do. And that's also true about viruses, though, that mutate. And we measure that, and that still informs our practice. I think that the bigger reason is it's hard to do and requires a lot of measurement and a lot of governance that drives risk practices and businesses is really driven by compliance. And so as long as you can say we are following industry best practice, you don't have a liability risk.
What do you find are the biggest maybe misconceptions? Like you said, for example, the password thing doesn't work. Can you give us some examples of that?
Well, so the password one is a fascinating one because it's deeply ingrained in corporate culture that we are taught we have to have long, complicated passwords and change them frequently. And that one makes a ton of sense on its face. But it turns out that those ideas aren't actually borne out by measurement because when people pick their passwords, they don't actually pick them randomly. And my gut is that this is true in quite a few domains. It's very easy for you to fall into a fallacy that's not actually driven by data.
Stefan, level with me, because you used the example of a virus and you said we have antibiotics and we have this and that. But is there a possibility that security, you know, vulnerabilities in security are more like the common cold, something that we may never actually be able to get rid of?
I would say that it's absolutely the case. In my lifetime, I don't think we will have broadly used general computer systems that are completely secure. There's a bunch of things we can do to make them better, but no, there is not going to be a lack of work in the computer security field for a very long time.
That's Stefan Savage, professor of computer science and engineering at the University of California, San Diego. And if you've heard his name before, it might be because he and his team of researchers figured out how to remotely hack into a car and disable its brakes back in 2010. Dystopia, people. Dystopia. Now, we did ask Stefan if he thinks there is anything that works until he figures out the bigger answers, thanks to his fancy MacArthur grant. He said that, at least on the password front, one thing that does work better than changing your password all the time yourself is to use a password manager like LastPass or Dashlane. That will automatically create strong passwords and save them for you in an online vault. You need one really good password to protect them all, but they are stored in encrypted form, and so it is still better than you using a version of your dog's name over and over. That's also made me feel better because I use a password manager too. You can trust both of us. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. And December 31st is coming up fast, which means time is running out to make your tax-deductible donation to support Marketplace. As a nonprofit news organization, we are on a mission to increase economic intelligence across the country. And the way we do it is through reliable, objective reporting that you know you can trust. Now, we're counting on your help so we can not only keep doing what we're doing, but do even more of it and get this kind of news and information in front of more people. So for as little as $5 a month, become a Marketplace investor today. Donate online at marketplace.org. And thanks for making a difference.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.